U.S. Capitol Police said today that Congressional House and Senate office buildings will remain closed on Monday due to the anthrax scare. But they say the House and Senate will be in session as planned on Tuesday. Around the country, but especially in places where anthrax spores have been found, nervous Americans have been flooding 9/11 lines with calls about suspicious letters and powders. Near Boca Raton, Florida, where one man has died from the disease, calls for emergency assistance are up from one or two a day to more than 20. NPR's Philip Davis reports that it's been a tough time for hazardous materials response teams, which feel duty-bound to answer every call.
The calls usually start in mid-afternoon when people begin to open their mail. This drizzly gray day is no exception. The crew of Broward County Hazmat Response Team Number 32 is already en route to a routine briefing when the first call comes in.
Hazmat 32, respond to a hazmat emergency AT services. The subject opened the envelope at the business and got white powder on the hand.
The crew turns on the siren and heads out. The call is for a small air conditioning company in nearby Pompano Beach. Fire Captain Drew Pelton says at least two fire trucks, a hazmat vehicle, and a patrol car are responding.
It's an AC company.
What would be
an incredible threat to an AC company? Probably an angry patron or... So it was a piece of hate mail with a white powder. Is it credible enough for us to go ahead and overpack it and get it tested? Yeah. Is it credible enough that it's probably the one that's going to hit South Florida? I can't say for sure, but it's got to be tested.
The fire truck pulls into the parking lot of the Modest Strip Mall, where the firm, a company called Emergency AC Services, is located. Employees huddle under an awning out of the rain, watching as the hazmat technicians pull on hooded white Tyvek suits. Boots and gloves are sealed with a not very high-tech adhesive.
Duct tape. Miracle tape.
The specialists also don gas masks and self-contained breathing units, and then they enter the building. Kathy Thaler, the employee who opened the letter, tells what happened.
There was an envelope. It was pink. It had odd writing on the front, and the back had a foreigner's name with a return address to Boca. I hesitated opening it, but I got the letter opener out and opened it this, you know, that far, and powder just came flying out of it.
She adds that the letter contained crude anti-Semitic remarks. The crew members go into the office and carefully put the letter inside a canister, which they hammer closed. It's a surreal scene. Employees dressed in light Florida clothes watching crewmen in moon suits who say they're going to decontaminate the office by spraying all the surfaces, even the papers on the boss's desk, with a strong bleach concentrate. After they're done, specialist Michael Kane gives a few instructions and assurances to the employees.
The contaminated rooms, stay out of there for about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Let the chlorine do its job and kill whatever potential contaminants may be or may not be there. I can tell you that in all the calls that we've run over the last couple of weeks, zero have come back positive for anthrax.
With that, they leave. The suspicious letter will be taken the next morning, along with all the others gathered that day, to an FBI evidence depot in Miami. There it'll join an estimated 2,000 pieces of evidence waiting to be tested for anthrax. Back at the firehouse, the county's fire operations chief, Wayne Mallard, says these runs don't come cheap.
We're talking in the neighborhood for personnel, equipment, the whole nine yards is probably about $2,500 per call.
Right now, Mallard says the county is just about able to handle the influx of calls, but he says the county is getting calls from people who simply don't want to open ordinary letters that may not have a return address. For them, he has this advice.
If they do see something that shows signs of leakage or shows a powder, definitely call us. But if it's just something you just don't want, throw it away. There's no need to call us.
Minutes later, the crew is getting ready for its next call. Philip Davis, NPR News, in Pompano Beach, Florida.